The knock came at nightfall. It was Wednesday, June 23rd, 1858. Anna Facchini, a 23-year-old servant, descended a flight of stairs from the Mortara apartment to open the building's outer door. Before her stood a uniformed police officer and a second middle-aged man of martial bearing. "Is this the home of Signor Momolo Mortara?" asked Marshal Lucidi. "Yes," Anna responded, "but Signor Mortara was not there. He had gone out with his oldest son." As the men turned away, she closed the door and returned to the apartment to report the unsettling encounter to her employer, Mariana Mortara. Mariana sat at the living room table, busily stitching, along with her twin 11-year-old daughters, Ernesta and Erminia. Her five younger children, Augusto, aged 10, Arnoldo, 9, Edgardo, 6, Ercole, 4, and Imelda, born just 6 months before, were already asleep. Mariana, a nervous sort anyway, wished that her husband were home. A few minutes later, she heard sounds of feet climbing the back stairs, which could be reached through her neighbor's apartment. Mariana stopped her stitching and listened carefully. The knocking on the door confirmed her fears. She approached the door and, without touching it, asked who was there. "It's the police," a voice said. "Let us in." Mariana, hoping, though not really believing, that the policeman had simply made a mistake, told them what she prayed they did not know. They were at the back door of the same apartment they had visited just a few minutes before. "It doesn't matter, Signora. We are police, and we want to come in. Don't worry, we wish you no harm." Mariana opened the door and let the two men in. She did not notice the rest of the papal police detail, some of whom remained on the nearby stairs while others lingered on the street below. Pietro Lucidi, marshal in the papal carabinieri and head of the police detail, entered with Brigadier Giuseppe Agostini in civilian clothes, following him in. The sight of the military police of the papal states coming inexplicably in the night filled Mariana with dread. The marshal, not at all happy about the mission before him, and seeing that the woman was already distraught, tried to calm her. Pulling a small sheet of paper from his jacket, he told her he needed to get certain clarifications about her family and asked her to list the names of everyone in the household, beginning with her husband and herself, and proceeding through all her children from oldest to youngest. Mariana began to shake. Walking home beneath Bologna's famous porticos with Riccardo, his 13-year-old son, that pleasant June evening, Momolo was surprised to find police milling around his outside door. He hurried up to his apartment and discovered the police officer and the other strange man talking to his frightened wife. As Momolo entered the apartment, Mariana exclaimed, "Just listen to what these men want with our family." Marshal Lucidi now saw that his worst fears about his mission would be realized, but felt even so a certain relief at now being able to deal with Momolo, who was, after all, a man. Again, he stated that he had been given the task of determining just who was in the Mortara household. Momolo, unable to get any explanation for this ominous inquiry, proceeded to name himself, his wife, and each of his 8 children. The marshal checked all these names on his little list. Having noted all 10 members of the family, he announced that he would now like to see each of the children. His request turned Mariana's fright to terror. Momolo pointed out Riccardo, Ernesta, and Erminia, who had gathered round their parents, but pleaded that his other children were asleep and should be left alone. Moved, perhaps, but undeterred, the marshal remained firm. Eventually, the Mortaras led the two policemen through the door into their own bedroom, with the 3 oldest children and the servant trailing them in. There, on a sofa bed, slept 6-year-old Edgardo. His parents did not yet know that on the list the marshal had brought with him, Edgardo's name was underlined. Lucidi told Anna to take the rest of the children out of the room. Once they had left, he turned back to Momolo and said, "Signor Mortara, I am sorry to inform you that you are the victim of betrayal."
"What betrayal?" asked Mariana.
"Your son Edgardo has been baptized," Lucidi responded, "and I have been ordered to take him with me."
Mariana's shrieks echoed through the building, prompting the policemen stationed outside to scurry into the bedroom. The older Mortara children, terrified, sneaked back in as well. Weeping hysterically, Mariana threw herself into Edgardo's bed and clutched the somnolent boy to her.
"If you want my son, you'll have to kill me first."
"There must be some mistake," Momolo said. "My son was never baptized. Who says Edgardo was baptized? Who says he has to be taken?"